Oh, would you look at that? Somebody threw a perfectly good Dom DeLuise movie in the trash. Jamie?
Yeah.
Let's go watch Going Bananas.
Welcome to another episode of Good Times, Great Movies. We get together every 2 weeks, myself, Jamie Lorello, and DP McCambridge, pal of mine, and we talk about a movie from the 1980s. It is, sometimes it's a great movie, but always it's a good time.
Like it's been a while.
Always
actually.
It's a good time. I'm so glad we did Beetlejuice a couple of weeks ago. We opened up our year.
Beetlejuice, yeah. That seems so far away,
but it's
now.
Such a great touchstone to have when you get into the muck of where we are now in our theme this this month is April.
I think we have had
better suggestions, right? Yeah, for Prime April, but it's April. It's and so mm-hmm. we're doing our monkey, ape, chimpanzee related movies, and you know, of the 80s. Yeah. So you got to kind of set the bar. I don't want to say low. But it's the 80s, and like you can, you know that there's things they did in the movies in the 80s that they could not do now in film, right? In or they should not do, I guess.
They should not do.
I guess they can do anything they want. I get that, but
you could do this, I guess. I've never seen Dunstan Checks In.
Oh right.
And I know that's not in the 80s, but I assume there's monkey shenanigans in that is true. Similar to true. This. But here's the thing, Jamie. You said, when we're dealing with monkey movies, we kind of know what we're getting into and the bar should be pretty low. I'm going to come out and say this. Patrons last week heard us talk about Monkey Shines, a far superior monkey yes. movie than this one. Also, we covered Link and we covered Going Ape, which I think those may have set the bar too
Agreed.
High for
Agreed.
Monkey movies.
Agreed.
But yeah, we're into Going Bananas. Mm-hmm.
Which can be tricky because you also, like you said, we've covered Going Ape. So when I told some people I was doing Going Bananas, they were like, that Tony Danza movie. But no, we covered that
one. You should have just said,
I wish.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Tony Danza movie.
Yeah, but it's Going Bananas because Going Ape was already taken, perhaps.
It was. This was 1987. Going Ape was 1980.
So there you have it.
And I'm sure they were like, whoa, hold on. You cannot. But plus, a banana or bananas play such a huge part in this movie. The monkey says the word banana and then can kind of speak English for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly he learns.
I love when the kid is so exasperated that the monkey brings him an apple and the monkey's like, banana? And the kid's like, no, you idiot. It's an apple. I'm like, the monkey
this
can talk.
This is the learning
like,
process. It's the learning process, right? It's like the, hey, you're frozen, but I don't mind it because I can still hear you.
Oh,
yeah. You got a happy frozen face on, though, so.
How could I not? Talking about Going Bananas. And if I unfreeze, let me know. So Going Bananas from 1987, directed by Boaz Davidson.
Boaz.
That sounds like a made-up name.
Oh, Boaz. Taking us to the jungles of... Is this filmed on location? Did you look it up? Are we in...
I did not
Are we
look
at
it
the...
I was very confused
because they had a circus in the middle of the safari?
Yes. Well, there was a lot about this movie that confused me, but there's no way it was filmed on location, right? No. It couldn't have been. I mean, there's plenty of stock footage of African animals, but anytime we're seeing the characters, that doesn't need to be Africa. That could be somewhere in the Midwest or the mountains of California or something.
I mean, it could be. It could. That's how they make movies. It's not always on location like that, but I don't know. I'm going to look it up fast.
I hope it says, it was shot on location.
I hope so.
We really needed...
I didn't look up much about...
The rich tapestry of the African dungeons.
Oh, those dungeons. Those prisons. Anyway, yes, this is our, sorry, I'm looking it up, so give me a second.
No, that's okay. No, I'll go through our cast real quick. I think that the heavy hitter in this is Dom DeLuise. DeLuise, yeah, of course. Yeah,
we get excited.
He's doing all the work.
Yeah, he is. In this movie.
As you said, Jimmy Walker's kind of lazily going through this, just sort of delivering lines. He's at times winking at the camera, but almost rolling his eyes.
Yeah, it does. It feels like he's like, oh, what do we got to do now? Until a little bit, like I said, those last couple of moments of the movie is really where you're like, wait, what is this? What is this movie happening?
Yeah, it's almost as though they shot the end of this at the beginning when everyone had energy and I assume cocaine.
Yeah, when they just signed their contracts, the pay looked good, and they're like, let's do it. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh my God, it's not a real monkey.
Yep, exactly. Jimmy Walker and Dom DeLuise just lines of coke for the end of this movie. And then suddenly they're like, oh no, the coke budget ran out. We have to film the rest of
this. There's not much about on Wikipedia about this. That's where I'm doing my hard research, by the way.
It's so surprising. It's so shocking.
But it just, like, it doesn't, it just says, like, two lines about the production. I guess Bud Spencer was supposed to play Big Bad Joe. Okay, so let's get into who these people are.
Wait, who was?
Bud Spencer? Mm-hmm. That's all it says about the production. It doesn't say anything else.
Do you think that the director was like, well, nobody would know who Bud Spencer is, so why are we doing this? I know Dom DeLuise.
I was focused on getting the facts, and there are so little facts about this movie. I wonder, did we really watch it? Did this really happen? Because, as you say, Dom DeLuise is doing a great job, but he's doing Dom DeLuise, essentially, with a kid and a monkey.
Dom DeLuise kind of just does Dom DeLuise. Yeah. All the time, which is totally fine. And when your movie has really nothing else
I'm happy to see you.
You need him. Yeah. So we certainly have covered some of his movies. All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Such a good one.
Itchy. Haunted Honeymoon.
Not such a good one.
Johnny Dangerously.
Really good one.
A really good one. Of yours. Yeah. And then The Cannonball Run, which, yikes. Dom DeLuise right now, we haven't talked about this movie yet, he's hitting, 500, and that's pretty good.
Okay.
I think. I mean, this movie could really put him back down to, a 1 out of 4 batting
average. Oh, I was like, what is this rating system?
I mean, 2 out of 5.
I didn't understand for a minute. I was like, what?
Oh, no. You know, Jamie, it's all the sports references.
Yeah, you with your sports knowledge.
I'll just sprinkle those in.
I love it.
So David Mendenhall plays Ben in this, the child.
This young boy, we've seen him before.
We, of course, saw him in Over the Top.
15 years old. I did in Over the Top, correct. Same year that Over the Top happened, happened for him, right? Isn't this?
Yep. Yeah. The dizzying heights of Over the Top, and then suddenly you're like, wait, what? What is this movie that I'm in now? I'm just assuming this was after Over the Top.
I think it was.
I should probably, though, assume it's before. Because once you do Over the Top, are you going to slum it and going bananas?
I mean, which one is slumming it to you, though? When you're a kid, are you like, me and an ape and these two comedians? Let me hit it up. But then you get Sly and you're like, maybe this is what Sly was like. Wait a minute. If Dom and JJ can work with this kid, wait till they see what I can do with him. I don't know. Is that how Hollywood works?
That kid thought that working with a man in a monkey suit was a challenge. Wait till he has to sit in a semi with me and deliver lines. I want to know. I want to hear an interview with this kid. Like, what was a more challenging bit of acting?
So I did look up, and he's like an accountant, or he does like account management now in film. And it's interesting because, they have the pictures of what he looks like now. And he looks, obviously he looks like himself, but with it's like his kid face, literally the size of his kid face features stayed the same. But the rest of his head just expanded around
his head
it.
Expanded out from his face, but didn't pull his features with it. Because you're right. You look, there's still those sparkling eyes on that older man's face. If you did crop out the rest, it would just look
same
like
same face, same kid.
His elementary school picture, I guess. Oh my God. The only other returning person is the guy who played the police captain. Herbert Lom.
Where did we see Herbert?
He played the. listen, if you remember this, I'll be kind of surprised because there were a lot of characters. He was the, like the military guy, the general in Ten Little Indians. He got pushed off a cliff.
That movie. Oh my god. Okay.
Also,
okay, Herbert,
taking place in Africa. I don't know when.
But
that
again,
movie
maybe
was
they're
filmed,
on location, and he's a location actor. When they go to Africa, he's in. I don't know. Yeah. The internet didn't tell me, and I didn't really search that long. It was just Wikipedia that wouldn't give it the deets up. But I don't know if this was on location.
There are
I can only
where
hope.
He. There's a scene where he's got bandages all over his face and a giant black eye. We see him, I think, later that day. He's totally fine. Like.
Lots of inconsistencies throughout this.
Yeah, whoever was the, I don't know, continuity editor or whoever.
It's a script
does
supervisor.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. I don't think they did a great job. Or they were very upset with how this was edited.
Maybe
afterwards.
Part-time they were in the monkey suit. I don't know what this budget was like. It didn't tell me on the interwebs.
Part-time.
Because it didn't say I looked
the
in the credits.
The monkey suit guy, sorry.
Who is
the
it?
Monkey suit guy's a famous.
Is it?
He's famous. He was in The Neverending Story.
As what? As the nothing?
I'm not really sure. No. He's a little guy.
Oh.
He's the little guy in The Neverending Story.
Oh, well, he's one of those little rock cracker crazy guys. One of those? Really?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. This is research I should have done. So I was like, oh, I recognize that guy. But
you recognized
I'm like,
him through the
oh.
monkey suit?
I recognized him through the picture on IMDb.
Like
he's a recognizable.
Got it. Okay.
There are only so many little people actors in Hollywood that you can kind of pick them out.
I get it.
And,
yeah,
and know that I've seen
got
him
it.
Before. I think he was like maybe he was the main Oompa Loompa too, or maybe
that
I'm
tracks.
Just making this
that
up.
That tracks.
This seems
I mean,
offensive.
I have no arguments for what you're saying, okay. But. So had we seen him before? No, I don't think we'd had.
Oh, you know who he is?
No, we've seen him then.
He's the main Oompa Loompa in the Johnny Depp one. Like he's an older man at that point.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I didn't.
And audience, please tell me if I'm wrong. But most of the audience is like, "What? Going bananas?"
I don't know. You're like, I thought you were talking about going bananas. Why are
you? I thought you guys were talking about real movies, not fake ones.
No, this is, as we said,
sorry,
a real
ahead.
Movie, and it. Okay. The real premise is this is why you're like what. It's not just that, like, what are we doing? So this, for some reason, I don't know why, this young boy has been sent to Africa with his Manny? What's damn it? What'd you damn it?
I am so upset that you don't know the answer to this question either. Because I was really like, I'll get on with Jamie. Because the first thing I want to ask her is, why is this kid in Africa? Why is any of this happening? And you don't know the answer either?
I don't.
Because... later in this movie, who is the older white gentleman who is at the police station looking for this kid? I was like, is that his dad? But I don't think so.
No, but don't we...
There's an old white guy near the end that's yelling at the police captain, like, where is my kid? Or where is this kid? You gotta find him.
And you didn't know if him.
And the police captain's like, listen, we're looking for that monkey all over the place. I mean that kid. That's what I meant to say.
I don't know. I know that we don't even know much about this kid's parentals, just that he has a dad so that maybe that was in his dad at the police station. I don't know. He doesn't talk about his mom or any kind of siblings. And again,
no,
you only assume that he's a wealthy kid, like right?
He's just a little rich boy from Manhattan that I guess gets to go jet setting with, as you said, his Manny. Over spring break, the summer.
We don't know why.
I have
we don't know
idea.
Why. Even just to say, like, to make it crazy enough to be like, oh, I have a report to do on it. You know, like, give us a premise of why we're even here. Yep. We're just off the boat, and there's this excited little boy, and there's Dom DeLuise, or as his name is.
I'm going to make a bold statement here, Jamie. If you're concerned about the runtime of this movie, there are some things you could cut. There are some scenes you can get rid of. If you want to give us a little more information about this kid at
maybe
the beginning.
Less safari-ing.
Hey, maybe less safari-ing. Maybe don't put so many scorpions on this actor. I was freaked out.
That was an intent. But again, they weren't real scorpions. I was like, these scorpions have googly
eyes.
What are we doing?
They were no. You don't wait. Those
I didn't think they looked very
they
real.
They looked real. They looked like they were
they
moving.
They didn't look real to me. I don't know.
Maybe I covered my eyes and turned away from the
maybe
screen.
I was wearing my eclipse glasses while I was watching that part of this movie. I don't know.
Googly eyes. Because I was surprised because they kept showing a shot of a scorpion. And then the kid looking concerned.
And you're right. There was like 24 scorpions all over just his torso.
Yeah, I was laughing hysterically and suddenly they were all over him. And I was like, yikes. I don't like it. And also, we're not that part of the movie yet, so maybe I shouldn't ask this. What happened? Did he get stung by a scorpion? Why is he so
he took a big fall. Did you see the fall he took after swinging like a monkey from those trees? And
I know,
into,
but
not
I,
just
I don't
a fall,
quite
into
understand.
A crevice area, and then a scorpion attack. That's a lot for an afternoon for a rich kid who's used to just, I don't know, frolicking in the safari with J.J. Walker. You know?
Used to this. It seems like all of this is new to him. But anyway, okay, so he and Dom DeLuise relationship unknown,
oh wait I do want to did you notice
great.
That in the opening credits because in the opening credits is when right away we get right to it that a boat it lands and these two emerge right but in the opening credits it says this is based on a book.
Oh, I did see that a producer for this is a canon picture.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, we've seen that logo
a
ton, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. There's a woman who's a producer of this, and it says that she wrote this, but there's no evidence that there was actually a book.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is just something she wrote for fun and then told her husband this should be a movie, if it's a self-publishing thing, which I guess could happen in the 80s. I'm not sure because I looked this woman up. And I was like, oh, what else did she have a hand in?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, after this. I kind of see why. Stick to, I don't know. All right.
Stick to not,
not this.
Movies.
Yes.
We're writing, honestly. Stick to not entertainment, lady. Don't try and entertain people. Maybe the kid from this could get you some sort of business job or whatever. So these two show up. They get off a boat. They're in Africa. Again, reasons unknown. Uh-huh. But Jimmy Walker shows up. And
it's like they already had a set up with Mozambo. Mozambo,
yes.
Is that his name? Mo?
Mozambo. Mozambo the second. The great. He goes on and on about how important he is or how important his grandfather was, but you can just call me Mo.
And Dom DeLuise is Joe, Big Bad Joe. But so we have
Joe
and Mo
and Mo
Ben
and Bonzo and Ben. It's this is not
Bonzo.
There's a lot
Bonzo,
of
by the way,
is the
ape, the monkey. Yeah.
Right.
Who we haven't
Bonzo
officially
is
met
not
yet.
The little boy. Oh, we haven't met the ape. We'll wait until we have to save an ape who gets stuck in a tree. How does an ape get stuck in a tree? It's where they spend most of their time.
Oh.
So all right, so they're about to go on some African adventure again for reasons unknown. I thought they were going to a certain location where this kid's family was or something.
Or again, like,
no, it's just a fun
make a
tour.
Mention of a book report or something that like an assignment of some kind that he's on. Or I guess it's just to have the experience because he does say that. I think at the very end, he's like, isn't Africa beautiful, Joe? And he's like,
these rich kids who just get to go to Africa to do a book report.
Well, that's what
imagine?
I thought would be like, oh, yeah, to make it. Anyway.
That line would be hilarious. Like, I can't believe my parents sent me to Africa to do a book report.
And then
report.
I end up falling in love, my first love being a monkey. Because he really does. That boy really loves that monkey at the end.
That boy loves that monkey. That monkey loves that boy.
Yeah, and the... I can't, I don't want, I gotta wait, because
love.
There's so much
it's,
that
it's
happens
a, it's
in the
a
very
consensual,
end.
It's a consensual kiss that they may share
there
at some
is,
point. I didn't notice it was on screen.
The monkey likes so kissing Dom DeLuise a lot, actually.
Yes.
Which is funny. Anyway.
It is funny.
They land, when they land, they come.
There are some funny things that actually happen in this movie. Toward
exactly.
The end,
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I don't want to say it right now because we're not at the end yet.
Because I didn't. Through most of this movie, I'm not sure what I'm watching.
Well,
I think it's supposed to be a comedy, but nothing is.
No,
funny.
Because in the first. Okay, so once we're all together now, Mo, Joe, and Ben are all together in Mo's safari truck, and they're going to go on their safari. Now, before we leave, the boat lands in the like port, so it's like a busy little village, right? Area, African village, I suppose. Obviously, I suppose. what is something to note? Now, I've never traveled to Africa. I'd like to go. But I don't know how they feel about circuses right in the middle of their villages. But there is a circus tent, I noticed. I was like, what's that circus tent? But now we know this is part of the plot because there is also going on here that really in the beginning, Ben and Joe are not involved with this rich guy and his circus. But there is a rich guy in this village who is buying up all the animals for his awesome, what's the name of his circus? Do you remember? Because he says it a few times, doesn't he? It's his last name.
No. Duh. Okay. I have no idea. Why are you calling him a rich guy? I mean, he does pay $100,000 of 1980s money for a talking monkey, which again, I kind of understand Herbert Lom, where he's like, well, that's not enough. I mean, that seems like a lot of money, but I actually found you a monkey that talks. There's only one in the world.
It's pretty. And you're going to use it in your...
But yeah, first this police chief just brings him a basket full of snakes. And the guy is not impressed by this at all.
This police chief,
Yeah, because he's even like specifically saying to the police chief, can you please bring me something that does not exist? A talking...
Not a bag. Not a bag of snakes.
Like... Yeah, almost as if this is a conversation they've had where he's like, you promised me a talking monkey. And I wanted to be like, how do you own a circus and you think that there might be a talking monkey out there? Also, you own a circus with three clowns? I'm sorry, sir, but that is not how circuses work.
But they are sensational clowns.
I so want to get to the end of this movie, but the fact that the guy who runs the circus is not aware that these aren't clowns is one of the funniest parts of this movie. He's wildly entertained by what's going on. I'm like, those are clearly
the clowns that you hired, right?
So while this is happening and we figure out who our villains are for this movie, we then just get so much B-roll of just African animals with voiceover of
J.J. Walker.
Of J.J. Walker. At one point he goes, look at that. It's a real lion. Like, what are you talking
and the
about?
Kid,
I'm watching and I see that it's a
Ben
real
is like,
lion.
Ben is like, whoa. Did you see that, Joe? Wow. Yeah, so that's what we have.
Yeah.
That's why you said like the parts of this movie that could be cut. It's a lot
long.
Of this because we go from like, it's like he's taking, it's like we're on the safari adventure in San Diego with him. Like, here we go. I don't know if you've ever been there to the San Diego Zoo.
Well, they do say they have those. I mean, I haven't been to that one, but they have a lot of them. They have one near us, which is really nice. It's in, it's actually in Harrisburg. They put you on these buses where the whole roof is cut off of the bus.
So the like giraffe can come in and say hello if he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really neat. And there's like no fences and the animals do get really close. Yeah. It's pretty neat. But they do say like it does appear, not appear, but Mo does say at one point, he's like, this is like a reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Like that they're. I don't know. Are they in a protected space? Are they inside of a zoo in
Africa? No, I think it's more like a protected space of sorts.
Okay.
We do get to also get to go to Mo's town or his village where he's from. And what's the incident that happens when Dom DeLuise hurts his tooth?
Okay. So I don't know how he hurt his tooth. But we do get some Dom DeLuise shenanigans where he's sleeping. Like, sometimes Jimmy Walker and Ben just wander away. They'll park
Well, because they're
Jeep
going off
leave.
On adventures, and Dom DeLuise is not into them. He's a little scared. He doesn't really want to see the animals, which Buddy, do you know where you are?
No.
But yeah, so the kid and J.J. Walker go off and have a grand old time. They go to see the lions.
At one point, he like bites a lion.
Well, this is
tail.
A funny interaction when they're in the lion den, I guess, or lion area. And the kid does get pretty up close to the lion. Again,
yeah, a lot Dom of this DeLuise did seem dangerous.
Very
at
much
this point.
So.
I was like,
he gives him a gun at one point, doesn't he? And just like, but not to shoot at the animals.
When they are just running through the circus with rifles, I was like, I don't like any of this. How is this totally fine?
Not okay. But so when they're in the lion area, there's a lion. Dom DeLuise somehow is, I guess it's jet lag. He falls asleep in the safari van.
It's either jet lag or just Dom DeLuise.
Sleepy Dom DeLuise. This lion comes, like you see those bears that do on campsites, crawling up and all over this little this safari truck. And Dom DeLuise is sleeping, and it's a real kind of like almost Three Stooges-y where the tail comes in his mouth, and he snores this tail in his mouth. And then he finally wakes up, and the lion's like looking right at him through the windshield.
It's kind of the stuff that didn't happen in Transylvania 65,000. I was like, you should be doing stuff like this. Because there's only two instances, I have to say, and this movie's front-loaded with them, where Dom DeLuise interacts with an animal, and it's kind of delightful. Yes. Because this is kind of fun. I thought it was even more fun when Jimmy Walker and Ben come back, and they're laughing at this. And I'm like, why? You're 2 feet away from a gigantic lion.
Like what about that whistle? Does he use it for the lions?
He just uses a whistle, and the lion leaves. Like, all right, I get it.
Yeah. So J.J. Walker, or Mo, has control over the animals for the most part, or at least an understanding with them. Through a gym teacher whistle, I would have never thought.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you need, even though they're brandishing rifles through most of this movie. They're like, wow, what a cool animal, as they run at it.
He really doesn't aim to hurt the animals. The rifles are get the bad guys, I guess. But it is funny. I thought so too. I'm like, wow, this kid really gets super comfortable around these wild animals right away. Because like you said, there's one crawling all over the car, and he's not like, oh my God, Joe.
This kid's never concerned. When he appears to be lost in the African jungles with a monkey, he's like, I don't know, let's go. Let's just jump from rock to rock. Isn't this a fun afternoon? I'm like, kid, there's no one around you. You're probably going to die. But right after this, and I will talk about the delightful parts of this movie, I found it hilarious when those two are off looking at the monkeys, and they cut to Dom DeLuise, who has set up a table for lunch.
He's eating.
And there's just a baby elephant next to him. I found that very funny because, like you said, it seemed like a weird Laurel and Hardy thing. Like, how did he set up this lunch table with, like, a, you know, the red and white checked tablecloth on top of it? He's got a meal that he's made somehow, and it's just an elephant bothering him. But also, it's like a baby elephant, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So while he's doing this and having his little elephant, I don't know, situation, they're watching monkeys, and then one of the monkeys, a very large monkey compared to the other smaller ones, gets stuck in a tree branch, and they have to cut him loose.
And they help him out. Wait, go to jail. Not yet.
Oh, no.
I skipped ahead in my notes. Sorry. I was like, whoa.
I am sorry. We're not there.
I was like, whoa. No, I turned page early. Sorry. I was like, hold on.
But they cut this monkey out of the tree, and then this monkey just kind of follows them
around.
Oh,
he's so happy to have been rescued by them.
He hitches a ride with them. Mm-hmm. And they're not supposed to. Through this movie, also, it appears that stealing animals is a big issue, which I assume poaching and stuff is a big issue. So they're stopped at these checkpoints sometimes. That never really comes to anything, except when they do get stopped at a checkpoint and the monkey just, like, messes with the guy who is checking their vehicle for stolen animals.
I don't remember that, but I believe you that it happened.
Yeah, it's... It does happen. That's when they get caught and brought to the police station. But we're not quite there yet, because, as you said, somehow don't know how this happens. It must have something to do with
there's,
the monkey.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's some kind of shenanigans that happens out. because Dom DeLuise is not happy that the monkey has joined them. And with the monkey... No,
the monkey doesn't yes. like him, and he doesn't
And they
like
continue to safari. They look at ostriches. And again, this whole time, Dom DeLuise is crabby and unimpressed because he's not happy about the monkey being there. He's not happy about any of these animals. And somehow, yeah, he loses his tooth. In some yeah. kind of shenanigans. Maybe it has to do with the ostriches. I'm not sure. Or the monkey. Right.
And nobody's... It's not like he's afraid. Now, I understand...
maybe he didn't understand the assignment.
Jordan, what's the Jordan Peele monkey movie? The Jordan Peele movie where the monkey kills all those people? I understand this is long before that movie came out, but he doesn't seem scared that there's a giant monkey in the car with him. He seems just annoyed that there's an aggravating passenger there. It's really strange. He gets his tooth knocked out, and Mo said, great, I know a dentist.
His uncle.
His uncle, who is a witch doctor.
Bit of medicine man. And
this is a... This is, I guess. I think we're supposed to be laughing our fucking asses off. No,
there were moments of this movie, again, not because it was that similar. It wasn't. But I think it's because that Tarzan movie was so fresh. Remember in that Tarzan movie when she's being painted?
There's so many. Yes. This movie made me think about that Tarzan movie so much.
So she... for those that don't know, it was a terrible movie that we watched for our terrible decision of doing a Bo Derek December. And she is being held captive, though, by these, I don't know, what was he, the king of the jungle, we'll say.
We'll just call them natives.
Yes, and they're painting her. I mean, it's a whole Bo Derek thing, so she's naked. So it's not quite the same because
white.
This
it's kind of funny.
It's not quite the same. The analogy goes... Because then we're comparing it to Dom DeLuise getting his tooth pulled out. It's not quite the same as a naked painted Bo Derek. I get that. But it had similar vibes. You agree?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Because there were so many times in this movie early on where I'm like, what? This reminds me of
something. Yeah, it feels familiar.
But that movie's, that Bo Derek December is really becoming foggy for me,
God.
Which I'm so happy about. Right. But it took me a while to go like, oh, yeah, that. And then through most of this movie, I sat there and I went, which movie's better?
Right.
Like, I really did not know. But, yeah, the whole interaction with, I don't know, this group of Africans
here. There's this whole tribe that is his past customers, the dentist, the medicine man.
Yes.
And none of them have teeth in their mouth.
None of them have teeth. And they're all laughing. And he's also got this, like... primitive. It's almost like it would be a joke on the Flintstones because it's almost like someone has to get on a stationary bike and pedal so that the drill will turn while it's made of wood, of course, while it heads toward his face. He seems really upset, and through the whole rest of this movie, his teeth are fantastic. So whatever this guy works. Did, it's amazing.
His teeth is not missing anymore. We just needed this moment. She shoots him in the head with Novocaine too, with a giant needle, right? Doesn't she?
Oh, I did kind of like that, where he's like, I don't want to do this, And we see somebody blow dart him in the neck, and he's like, all right, I'm in for it. Let's do it, Doc. And then they're showered with gifts, and they're on their way. And this is when they get stopped at a checkpoint.
Yes.
They are brought to the police, this evil police captain. And for some reason, we don't know the monkey talks yet. They have not taught... the monkey and how to talk, but immediately the guy's like, I think I want to put this monkey in the circus.
Well, because they need a monkey, and they found him. No, there's a moment, though, because the monkey's first word is titular. It's banana. But there's a moment when Dom DeLuise is in the jail. No, because it's in the jail when the monkey says the word. There's a moment when the monkey and Dom DeLuise, maybe they're in the safari together having a bonding moment, and he says to the monkey, banana, banana, like...
Oh, yeah, that's already happened. Like, you stupid monkey, this is a banana.
I think it's around the time of the tooth loss.
Right, yes. I'm sure the monkey was as aggravated as I was with Dom DeLuise trying to make an animal talk, and maybe he punched him.
And that's how it happened.
We find out the police captain, there's some funny stuff here. Well, I'm saying that. He's got a hairpiece that blows off for some reason. And he holds the monkey... but lets them go. Like, he's like, you know what? You, sorry, there's stuff on my microphone. He says, like, oh, you're not really supposed to remove monkeys from the, I don't know, wildlife areas of this nation. I'll go return him to the wild. So he lets them go. And immediately the monkey escapes, like, no problem.
He's
just
a slime
gets
monkey.
Out. Joins up with them, but they're on their way, Jamie, to a fancy dinner. How could they possibly? How could
they
possibly?
After the day they've had. They haven't eaten, really. I hadn't seen, but
the cartoonish nature of just the idea, and we've seen this in cartoons before, where you dress an animal up like a woman, and it's unconvincing.
At best.
But yet, a character falls in love with this monkey and tries to make out with it. I mean, granted, this character is wasted.
Yeah, these four, Mo and Joe and Ben and Bonzo. Bonzo, right, is the monkey?
Bonzo is the monkey's name. I guess they named
Bonzo.
Bonzo
is meant to be the older aunt, I guess, accompanying them. And
but where did they get this Jackie O outfit that they put this monkey in?
Did you want the little Pretty Woman shopping spree scene with the monkey?
Oh, that would have been fantastic. Because again, it's like they put like a pink dress on this monkey, like a pink pillbox hat, but with a veil which covers nothing.
With those soulful eyes, let those eyes shine, because that's the most human part of the monkey we know.
Right. Also, the monkey is about 2.5 feet tall, and nobody bats an eye at this monkey.
It's not using its words yet, so right? Or he's not using his words yet. So he's at the table making noises, and they're making excuses like, oh, she really needs a drink. We need to get her some. Oh, yeah, she said she was hungry, you know? And then the monkey scampers off and goes underneath the table to the bad guys who happen to be having their own fancy dinner there, right? Isn't that whose table he's under?
Yes. I assume it's a celebratory we found a monkey dinner.
Who's actually under the table eating or holding on to. So these guys, the villains, are already at dessert and they're getting served cake, but they can't monkey hands coming up right underneath them and grabbing each slice of cake. I could see it. I assume the waiter saw it, but just kept replacing it because he thought it was a fun give and take.
The waiter just kept putting pieces of cake down as they disappeared.
But you can see this monkey hand coming up under the table. Anyway. Yeah.
Can we talk about it? And it's for comedic value, but the thing that I couldn't wrap my head around during this scene is, what, two older men just out for dinner getting cake together?
It's dessert.
There was something so funny about just them getting that. Like, these two evil bad guys being like, you know, it would be delightful. Basically
a
birthday cake.
Well, why not to celebrate? Like you said, they got the talking monkey, but jokes on them, the talking monkeys taking the whole cake. And I do love how it's very cartoony, like how the waiter gets so frazzled, like, oh, just take the whole cake then.
Yep. First of all, that very well could be the voice of this waiter in this movie, because it would track with everything else going on. Oh, I don't know where the cake is going. But you're right, he wanders away, and then the police chief looks under the table. This monkey is covered in
cake. Like he doesn't know to eat it. He just thinks to like take a sensory bath in it. I don't know.
Yeah. This is after, as we said, the monkey goes to the bar for some reason. And
man, there's that too.
Like dances
and tries
with
to
her.
Even get under his skirt. Right? Doesn't he try to get frisky with the monkey?
Yeah. But he has to dance with this monkey. He has to hold this monkey up. He has to feel the fur. But he's still.
You must feel the fur, sir. You can't not feel the fur. How drunk are you? Can you feel the fur?
He's all over this monkey. And then it just turns
into just this big old
crazy town.
Yeah. There's a crazy, crazy ensues at the restaurant. People are punching. There's pie flying. There's cake in faces. Yep. It's just this big free-for-all.
The craziest part of this, though, is when they go into the restaurant, Dom DeLuise is so concerned with the fact that somebody's going to find out this is a monkey. By the time people are flying through the windows and the monkey's swinging from a ceiling fan, he's like, oh, well, whatever.
I mean, now we're in it. Just, now we're in it, right?
It's just the way it is.
Yes. You just kind of got to evolve.
He's just casually eating through this whole thing.
But this is what gets them finally thrown in jail, right?
Right, yes. This gets them thrown into a comical dungeon with a skull in a bucket.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. That's why you don't want to break the laws out this way, right? It's in the jail that Bonzo finally gets his name. That's when Ben is like, well, I hope Bonzo's okay. And they're like, who's Bonzo? And they're like, that's the name I gave the monkey, of course.
I've only been saying it in my head till now, so I understand why you don't know, but I'm still kind of upset that you weren't aware that that's the monkey's
name. And then it's here that because the monkey is with them in jail, right? Yes. And the monkey's chained up on his own. Yeah, they're all locked up together. And this is where they have a guest. Their breakfast or a meal is brought to them. A banana included, and Dom DeLuise tries to teach him banana here, which he doesn't think works till they're all fast asleep.
He's so upset. This monkey can't say the word banana, and Dom DeLuise is really giving this monkey a bunch of shit at this point. And the kid's like, "Come on, man, it's a monkey. Stop it!" And then later on, the kid's like, "Come on, monkey, say banana. Like, what's wrong with you?"
Later, when he's like, "Huh?" Love you, Ben. Oh, gosh. Okay.
But as you said, everyone is sleeping. Uh-huh. Also, the reactions of these people, they are in an African dungeon, and they seem slightly put out by this.
Yeah, I would be, like panicked. You would think that Dom DeLuise, who didn't want to be on the safari earlier, would be panicked here. And, no, there are some bunk beds. There are, it looks like, some people way back in the dungeon area that might be tied up. And then there's some...
people chained to the wall.
Exactly. And then it looks like there's also just some prisoners that are kind of free to wander, maybe. But there is definitely one that's got a bunk bed situation set up.
But they're all in like shirtless and in like tattered Gilligan's Island shorts and stuff. I'm like, how long have they been here? And none of you seem concerned about
this. This crew is not concerned about what's our escape plan. How are we getting out? Who's going to rescue us?
No.
They're more concerned with, can we teach this monkey how to say banana? And
why does it keep waking us up while we're sleeping?
J.J. Walker does nothing. That's why you said, like, he's with them.
Nothing.
But we're not even given where, like, he's giving them an inspirational speech, or he's going to figure out a way, or he's got a friend that's in here that's going to help them find the escape route, or, like, he's teaching them about the behaviors of the monkey. No, nothing like that.
I can't imagine that you get Jimmy Walker and you're like, well, let's give him nothing to do. I almost feel like they had a bunch of stuff, and he's like, no, I'm not.
I feel like that was exactly
I'm sorry, you are not. Yeah, you are not paying me enough. I am going to stand here next to other people as they deliver lines.
I'm only going to do enough to earn this paycheck. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad enough I have to introduce myself this way and play this type of character.
Yeah.
You're not giving me anything interesting
If I was a betting man, I'd say maybe that's how he was feeling. Yeah. Or maybe he was just, I don't know. Who's to say? Maybe at the time he thought it would be a funny little classic that people would love. Okay. Well,
I don't know about that,
when they're asleep, Dom DeLuise is woken up to the sounds of banana.
Banana. Yes, he is woken up to that. But my favorite thing is how for a long time, the monkey sounds like a chicken, because the monkey's just like, like, what's going on? So the monkey's teaching himself how to say banana.
And then they discover it because Dom DeLuise is woken up by it and accuses both people sitting laying next to him of saying banana in their sleep and waking him up.
Right. Kid, stop saying banana in your sleep. And him coming to the realization that it's a monkey, when he's like, well, it's not Jimmy Walker saying banana. And Ben, if you're the one not saying banana, I certainly know that I would never say the
word
banana.
None of these 40 other prisoners in here are saying banana.
We're surrounded by other people who are so malnourished and they're being starved to death in this dungeon. It must be that monkey over there.
But it is. It is the monkey saying banana.
It is.
And the joy, they're not out of jail yet. They unknown how many more days they have here. But the monkey has said banana and all is right in the world.
It's like the monkey saying the word banana gave them the inspiration they need to realize they have to get out of jail.
Exactly. Exactly. And now they're also ready to escape because when the guard then comes,
they knock him out.
Mm-hmm. And they escape.
And then they just run out. They escape so easily, but then are instantly surrounded and captured again immediately.
Is this when he... Where does it... Bonzo...
This is... Well, this is... So Jimmy Walker and Dom DeLuise are captured, but the kid and Bonzo escape.
Right. That's right. Ben and Bonzo get away. And they explore the land. That's right. This is when he gets fed the
Jimmy,
apple.
This is when I wrote in my notes, I can't believe we're only halfway done with this
movie. Well, this is again now... So now we had... The beginning of this movie was the kid and J.J. Walker having their adventures. Now we get the kid and the monkey having their adventures, right? Ben and Bonzo's adventures in Africa.
Yeah. I'm not going to recommend that people watch this movie, but if you are curious and you check it out on YouTube, just understand that the first hour and 15 minutes of this movie feels like an eternity, and then there's an entire movie crammed into the last 15 minutes.
That's true.
I couldn't even believe
how much we were doing at the end. Me too. I was like, now we're on a plane. Wait, now we're on the boat. Wait, now we're having horses.
Yeah, because at this point in the movie, as we said, the kid and the monkey escape, but it's like, oh, we got to buy a ticket to get on this truck to get out of this thing. All right, how much is a ticket? I'm like, I don't need to know how much a ticket cost to get out of here, and that you have to sneak a monkey onto the roof, and then you and the monkey just, it's almost like.
And again,
truck stops at an invisible stop sign. And they just jump off and just run off.
And
into
again,
the
it's like when Bo Derek and Tarzan have their little time together in the water, playing frisky with each other. Now we have the boy and Bonzo having a little playtime with each other in the jungle. Again, not as sexually explicit because different characters and whatnots. But
not as sexually explicit. But in that movie, when I was like, all right, these are two attractive people wearing very little clothes, just touching each other's bodies. And this one, I'm just like, this is boring. Like, there's nothing that I found interesting about this montage of a kid and a man in a monkey suit frolicking.
Because again, if the monkey was real, I think it would make all the difference because it would be, how fun would it be as a kid to play, because that's what he does. The monkey shows him how to swing from the vines on the trees, and they play like little monkey, and it's super adorable. But because this not real monkey was so creepy looking, I was like, kid, you got to get away from that thing. I think it's about to eat your face. I saw Monkey Shine, and it was not pleasant the way a monkey can turn.
It was an experiment in fear, like the tagline. And you say swing across that thing. That scene... Why do we have to go on so long when the kid's like, oh, you want me to swing from this vine? I don't know. Seems kind of dangerous. You want me to do it? Okay, I'll do it. Nope, not for me. I don't think so. You really want me to do this? I don't know. It's too high. I'm a little scared. Are you sure you want me to do this?
And like, this is before, right, I would have loved it again. If we're going to work with this monkey that's not a real monkey, then maybe he's got his full proficient English here and he's encouraging him. Like, come on, you can do it, Ben. But this is before the monkey really says more than just Ben and banana. As the movie goes on, he develops more. He can say, I love you. He can, you know. But at this point, when they're just bonding, he's just showing him these primitive monkey moves.
It's banana and it's Ben, which are pretty close. He could probably say Bonzo. He could probably figure out Joe and Mo, too, honestly. And the vine swing is actually hilarious because this kid is so hesitant to swing on the vine. And then he and the monkey swing like toward each other. And I was like, please let there be a bit of comedy where they collide and then fall down. But no, we just watch them swing around on vines. And then he The kid lets go and falls off.
Yeah, yeah. Now the kid. Yeah, I would have loved to see the monkey like have like an exasperated Ben reaction. Yeah. We don't.
The monkey seems unaware that he's falling into a crevice.
Yeah,
like
they really kind of get him. Yeah, he's in this little crevice that he falls into
until this kid is dripping in scorpions and yelling for the monkey.
Bonzo. Yeah, the kid gets into some trouble pretty fast. Nobody reminded or warned him about the scorpions out there. Again, would have been a fun scene to see J.J. Walker say, you know, but avoid the desert scorpions because whatever.
Right, yes.
But
or anything. Anything out here could be scary, but this kid's treating it like he's been released to recess and he's just going to go blast. Yeah.
In the meantime,
did you like it when a tiny man in a monkey suit came down and just crushed a bunch of scorpions with a stick?
That's how you got to get it done when you're saving your friend Ben.
I guess.
Right? He does. When he did get called to rescue the monkey, or Bonzo got right into action and did what he had to do, and he saved Ben. But now Ben is in need of some help. Right, he's not in a good way. Like you said, whether he got stung by a scorpion or the fall is what took it out of him, or all of the above, the playtime in the jungle, he's probably needing some medical attention. And the monkey, although a fun playmate, doesn't and primate doesn't have the capabilities of medicine.
Doesn't have the capabilities of
a nun nurse.
but what I will say is, it is impressive that this monkey can say banana. What's more impressive is that the monkey can take a vine, tie it around this kid's waist, and then hoist him, pull this kid out of that hole. And then the kid, like, leans on the monkey, like, crouching down as the monkey, I guess, tries to get him.
What else is amazing? Well, I guess not so. Mo knows the land really well. Mo and Joe hop in. They get out of jail somehow. I forget how, but do you remember how they're...
They get out of jail because I think the police chief realizes that they can find
the monkey. Yeah.
So he just turns them loose to go.
And
get
so
the
now
monkey.
They do. They see first they see Bonzo, and then Bonzo must know where he is. And sure enough, they find Ben, and as you say, they take him to a hospital run by nuns. And first the bad guy, don't the bad guys come in here too?
Well, This is actually kind of where the movie starts to pick up, and I don't want to say I was having fun, but there are a few things that happen here. One is, this kid is in bed, and the nun is over him, like, giving him shots or whatever. And Dom DeLuise, I don't really know what's happening here. I don't know if he thinks he's stepping on other people's lines. I'm not sure if this is in the script, but he goes, is it malaria? I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah. And then he goes, sister, we really have to, I'm sorry. It's like, what's happening right now? Nobody else is trying to talk. I don't know who he's apologizing to. Maybe it's a secret code to his family. Be like, I'm so sorry.
I thought he felt so bad because he's the manny. He was left in charge of Ben, and now Ben's hurt. So I felt like his apologies. But I like better that it was code to family and fans. I'm sorry that I said yes to this. Although, like you said, at the end of this movie, which I think we're getting a feel for what our feelings are. But
the police chief gets wind that this kid's in the hospital, oh, this kid will probably lead me to the monkey. And we do see that Bonzo has broken into the hospital and is very concerned with Ben. And is sitting there, like, singing to him, but
Bonzo
also talking.
Loves Ben. Bonzo
he does
say
that.
Loves Ben.
That's actually pretty
good. I know.
Like, that's really good. Another funny thing that happened, I thought it was pretty funny, is... the nun nurse will not let the police chief
see
this kid.
She's stern about it, too. She's like, he needs rest.
This man pulls a gun on this nun nurse. And then when she's like, hey, dude, all right, go ahead, do whatever you want. He goes, also, you're an ugly witch. I was like,
rude.
What an amazing line delivery and kind of funny joke in a movie that had really none of that up to this point. Mm. But that just signals where this movie's going, because so his men, he discovers that this monkey can talk. The one thing the circus needs. So his men grab the monkey and take the monkey to the circus guy. But I think he tells Mo and Joe and the kid, like, oh, we released the monkey back into the wild. Everything's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where they were going to bring him. They were going to take care of it. Mm-hmm.
Right, mm-hmm. Because now Ben's suddenly fine, and they're all eating Sundays mm-hmm. outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What Africa is known for, their ice cream Sundays.
Right next to their church tent, or their circus tents.
Yeah, because then they see that there's a parade happening. Yep. And Mo's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's just our local big circus. Mm-hmm. That he's just, I guess, always here?
In the town square. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the kid's like, you know what? You know what would be awesome to do in Africa that I can't do anywhere else? Go see a circus.
This is where I'm like, what is this? What? This is where.
Yeah. My little. Because even Dom DeLuise is like, our ship leaves in like 2 hours.
And not
like,
just
we really
that.
Have to go.
Bro, you were just in the safari situation with all these wild animals out in yes. their natural habitat. And I get the entertainment of the zoo, fine. But I am not, what are you doing to these animals, kid? And the only one you're going to cry over is
like
your monkey?
Any of this. Yeah.
You know?
The kid is crying at the circus for a very specific reason, but also you should always be crying if you go to the circus.
Right, like especially after just juxtaposing that with your adventures yes. with these animals in the wild and now seeing not just your sweet-talking monkey friend, but they're yeah. mistreating these elephants and these exactly. all these other animals, including yes. the clowns. But
right.
But, yeah,
yeah,
it is funny that they're...
I'm not a real, like, animal... Well, you know,
I
do love dogs.
You are.
But anyway,
yeah, come on.
But yeah, I can't go to the zoo.
Down with
I'm
the
sorry,
circus.
The zoo makes me so sad. I
yes,
hate it. Like,
yeah.
I hate the zoo, and it's bad because I have kids and I
sure,
should be taking them
yeah.
to zoos and stuff. And I'm like, no, thank you. Not for me. I'm not going to go to the circus. And also, after I met a monkey that talks, and it appears that everyone wants this monkey, wants to exploit this monkey. What do you think is happening to all of those animals
exactly.
in the circus?
Exactly. But like you
but
said.
This kid is so excited to go to the circus.
With 2 hours before their boat takes off and their journey, yeah. their time with Mo coming yep. to an end, the three of them decide to get a seat, get yes. some tickets to the local circus. And the
this
kid's having
kid,
a great time. So P.S., oh, like you said,
yeah.
the rest of the crowd loves this show. I mean, their reactions even more when the show gets more intense.
He almost died. He almost died.
In Africa.
I think earlier that day.
Yeah, from a poisonous
right.
Scorpion. Yeah.
How about when very quickly when the police chief does take Bonzo to the circus guy, and they're like, this is a $1 million idea, mm-hmm. and the guy's like, we're gonna go to America. Bonzo is so excited that he's going to America.
Oh, he is. That's
too.
Right. He said, Bonzo, go to America. Right? Doesn't
yes.
he?
I'm like, how do you know what America
well,
is?
Well, and somebody needs to tell Bonzo, like, if you don't... Oh, I guess they're torturing him a bit. Because if he didn't talk for them, then he wouldn't be a thing. Anyway, that's a whole different movie where the monkey plays that game, but this monkey does not. And we don't got time
what
for that at this point.
I'm sorry. Wait, what movie is this that you're talking about? Is it a real movie or
no.
you're saying it could be
it's
a different
could
movie?
Be. It's a
oh.
movie.
I was like, I can't wait to hear your recommendation about a movie just like this,
no.
but the monkey's conning them. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So we have to sit through minutes of a circus. Like minutes
yeah.
of this movie is just them under a circus tent watching circus mm-hmm. things and eating it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is where we only have like 20 minutes left to the movie. And I literally, the night I watched it, I paused and I was like, I can't. I'm going to have to watch the rest of this and take it in tomorrow.
Yep.
And when I did, wow. Because,
yeah.
okay, after we
I
just
thought the
get,
same thing. I was like, how is there, oh, God, 20 minutes left of them just sitting in a circus
yeah, I was like,
watching a circus. I was like, okay, let's get to a point where they find Bonzo and they save him the end.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was in
no.
store for.
So now we wake up to part two of this movie.
Yeah,
which
part
is.
Two, near the end.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I love it how the looks on their face where the ringmaster's like, and now the world's only talking monkey. All of their faces are like, oh, fuck. it's amazing. They know exactly what they're about to see, which is Bonzo being wheeled out in a cage.
I know.
He's got a big, giant lock around his neck.
Yeah.
The ringmaster's whipping him, making him count to 10.
Yeah. And the crowd's going wild. The crowd thinks it's amazing. They're laughing. They're cheering.
This crowd loves everything.
They're counting along.
This whole circus crowd running after a plane at the end of this movie. I was like, these people are having the time of their lives.
These extras were filled with joy and probably caffeine, lots of it. But the boy immediately breaks into these sobby, sobby tears. Like, what are they doing to him? Stop. And like, Joe is trying, or Dom DeLuise is trying, like, hey, you can't right now. It's not the time. Like, I know you're upset, but.
I said to Dom DeLuise to like point at his watch, we have a ship to catch. Yeah. We have to go now.
And Moe's like, yeah, again, Jimmy Walker's just kind of like, well, I guess this is. But
there's nothing. There's nothing. He's, again, giving nothing in this scene, which is pretty important. It's a sobbing child between goofy Dom DeLuise and Jimmy Walker's just staring into the void, questioning, I guess, career decisions.
Yeah, I think so. But then, so the boy gets so upset and screams, like, let him go. And now, doesn't Bonzo realize, like, it's the boy? Chaos is starting to ensue. But the boy.
Bonzo doesn't realize? Know they're there.
Oh, okay.
Because the circus ends. Or they leave.
They leave,
the circus,
right.
And
because
they go outside.
Dom DeLuise is like, you got to calm down. Like, you this week, we'll figure it out. But this is what it is. And he's like, we got to free him. The kid's like, we got to. And I don't know who has the idea, but they have the idea.
It's Moe. Yeah. Because Moe goes, I have an idea. Cut to them with guns approaching three clowns, holding three clowns at gunpoint. And then also, based on what they do, I'm like, did they make these clowns teach them their act?
One of the clowns was child size, too, you should know. And they put the clown makeup on, like they are clowned up. For the last 15 minutes, until they get on the boat, they clean the clown stuff off. But is Mo flying the plane looking like a clown? I forget. No, he's not, which would be amazing. No,
somehow that's gone. But I love it because these clowns, we see them.
Yes.
They are three adult-sized, slender white men. And then the three clowns that run out, one's a child, one is Dom DeLuise with a full beard, and the other is Jimmy Walker. And the guy who owns the circus is like, this is amazing. These guys are doing great stuff today.
He's like, well, because they are the great, just, you know, it's his circus, so he's the greatest clowns ever. And they do a bit of a routine.
they have this routine memorized. It's incredible.
Oh, I wrote, they're clowned up at the circus. Until what happens? What
there's so much that happens. It's tough to keep track. So,
what makes them discovered? Is it that they try to get because?
Well, the boy Ben, while the other two are doing their clown shenanigans, the boy runs over to Bonzo and is like, "Dude, it's me. We're gonna totally get you out of here.
Yeah.
We just need to find the perfect time or find the key," which. The key, a trapeze artist is wearing this key, too. These evil trapeze artists.
That are just jumping on a trampoline on the center of the circus floor.
There, Jamie, once everything goes down and chaos ensues and has been for a long time, there's just a guy juggling in the background.
So weird.
Most of these circus performers are just doing their job. Just going about their business as though this is all part of the show, but
they don't know.
Someone, I think it's actually the police chief, is like, hey, those aren't the real clowns.
Yeah, they
like,
realize, and then they send somebody up after the boy. And
it's
there's a
all
man,
the trapeze artist.
Oh, is that who it is? The
jacked,
that's right, because his arms are so big. But he starts to like strangle the boy, right? They're like up on the tightrope. Above the circus tent, and the boy's kind of trying to hide from everyone. And this trapeze artist, that's right, it is him, because he's got this, like, he's, like, choking the kid.
A trapeze artist at one point in this movie is trying to choke to death a child dressed as a clown.
Oh, But wait, it just gets better.
And I'm watching this, having the time of my life at this point in this movie.
After we see a clip of the boy in the clown suit getting strangled by a trapeze artist, we see a monkey jumping onto a... Oh, the monkey has now freed himself somehow, and he jumps onto a horse. A horse yes. now is in this circus act. And now... Also, we get a whole display of how our other clowns can jump on their own horses. We get J.J. Walker using the trampoline to jump yeah. onto his horse. And again, we get Dom DeLuise, who's a little scared at first, but boy, does he do a fun little tumble jump he onto his horse. And then finally, the boy jumps onto his horse. And the audience, again, what's else is interesting is in between these clips of men dressed as clowns and monkeys on horses and kids being strangled, we have a group of African villagers who are having such fun with this. They are just laughing and cheering and
incredible.
Enjoying it's this display.
Jamie, I'm going to talk about a movie that we did forever ago, and you probably don't remember it, but I've seen this 1,000 times. At the end of Young Guns... The guys think that Lou Diamond Phillips just ran away, but he returns with a bunch of horses. That's what Bonzo does. He leads in a ton of horses, and then there's like an animal revolt.
Yes.
Where we see the
run out elephants of the tent.
Running out, mm-hmm. everybody running out.
Now and the whole audience runs out, right? And now
the audience runs out and chases them to an airplane that Bonzo then flies.
Right, we're not done with action. Well, because the horses, the bad guys are like, what do we do? We got to stop this. And there's magic whistles in Africa that take care of all the animals. And so the circus owner blows a whistle and the horses immediately stop. They are no longer under the control of the clowns. But the clowns, that's okay. We go from horses to, like you said, now we've got this giant yellow airplane that we're going to hop on that Bonzo can fly.
He gets in the driver's seat. Bonzo practically just waves everybody in, like, come on, let's go. I can fly. He starts it. They're having a chase at first where the plane is just rolling across the ground, and the other guys are like in the, what was the Dukes of Hazzard's car?
Yes, I wrote that.
It's kind of like that.
Yep.
Chasing them, yelling. They're having full
conversations. I want my monkey back. Give me back my monkey. Yes.
Also, Dom DeLuise and Jimmy Walker are standing on the wings of this plane, and then it takes off. And then we get footage of a plane flying in the air and just voiceover of Dom DeLuise being like, well, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Standing on the wing of a plane as it flies through the air.
What a way to end your African adventures.
Bonzo also can land the plane quite safely. Yeah.
Right near the boat. Yeah, right by the port, And perfect timing because it's time for them to board the African Queen. Who, like I mentioned earlier, we see the same captain of the ship who was kind of a bossy kind of a guy, loud man at the start of this movie. Yeah. He is back, obviously running the ship. But... I don't know who else is on this ship. It's all these topless men. Just literally, like 40 topless men are just... When the boy and Dom DeLuise get on the ship and they're waving off to saying goodbye to Bonzo, the boy is so sad. Yeah. There's this... Once they get to the ship, it's not like they just go on. The boy is sad. He wants Bonzo to come with. This is when J.J. Walker...
It's very sad.
Yeah.
It's like a real sad goodbye.
And there's a lot of sweet moments of like J.J. Walker compassionately says like, no, come on, you know that he needs to be, you know, in the jungle and with his family. And, you know, Mo and Joe kind of say the same thing to Ben. Like, we knew this time was coming. You got to let him go. And again, this boy with these tears, it's a heavy situation for him, right?
Yes.
And the monkey now can vocalize his love for Ben. So
his real feelings for Ben.
It's real real weepy stuff here. But finally, the boy and Dom go on to their Chippendales boat excursion and wave bye-bye.
Also, you had mentioned this shirtless men on this boat and this cranky captain. The fact that there's a long scene of the captain and Dom DeLuise yelling at each other, where Dom DeLuise is like, you better hold that boat. We have to say goodbye to this monkey. And the guy's like, this boat waits for no one. Wow. That guy really tried to be a character at the end of the movie. And so they get on the ship. Tom DeLuise and the boy Ben get on the ship, and then suddenly, the Dukes of Hazzard car shows up again, and there's another chase that occurs.
We thought we were done, but we're not.
I thought we were done, and then we were out of this movie. Uh-huh. This one ends when they drive into the ocean, and Bonzo then jumps onto the ship.
What a jump. This is funny, too. So Bonzo's at the edge of the port. Right before then, Bonzo was supposed to go with Mo, and Mo was going to take him back. And when the chase happens, Bonzo runs. An elephant helps to block the way for, right? Isn't there an elephant that spits water at the guy?
Yeah, they're all unified now against the circus.
But they want Bonzo to jump from the port to the ship, which has started to leave the dock. And the boy Ben's like, come on, do it. And Tom DeLuise is like, it's too far. You can't do it. And
yes.
Then we get this slow-mo shot of this, like, this monkey, like a flying squirrel, just taking over the water. And he jumps right into, is it Ben's arms that he reaches?
Right into Ben's arms, and then just sits on the edge of the ship. And it's like, this is amazing. I'm going to America. The thing I've always wanted is actually going to happen. Because are they taking a ship from Africa to New York? What is how many weeks is that going to take?
I don't know. And that's all okay. I mean, originally when the boy, it's like the spoiled child thing, right? Like originally, like, you can't have that. It's not good for you. This monkey has to stay where it's at. And then it's like, well, if you can get the monkey to jump on the boat, I guess. Yeah,
right.
We'll take him home. We'll work it out. Because that was part
There's
of the
There's also
deal
a bit
too.
Where they tell Mo to visit them in New York. Oh. And Mo's like, I'm not going to Central Park. I'm sorry.
I heard that Central Park is more dangerous. And Dom DeLuise is like, I think you might be right.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise is like, you're probably making the right decision, actually. But, you know, if you ever happen to be in New York, just look us up.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's a freeze frame of Ben and Bonzo embracing in the African outback.
And you just go bananas for it, right? Because you're going
bananas.
You're going bananas. This movie was bananas.
This is a difficult movie to, like, to rank or to rate for me. Because I did not enjoy this movie.
No.
And then the last 15 minutes were some of the best stuff I've ever seen in my life. Like, I have no idea how to tell
people.
It
is
how
like
to
at the end,
we'll
you're like,
this.
wait, what? Like, I'm like you. I was prepared to be like, this was, you know, Dom doing his best.
Yeah.
And this kid crying his eyes out, like, okay. And just a lot of safari footage and a awkward looking talking monkey, and then at the end I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's crazy because the movie's so boring.
Right.
It's so boring and it's so unfunny, and then it just gets like injected with just it's the end of this movie's crazy and even crazier than we made it seem.
Yeah,
but I also don't know if I'm like, was it just fine? Was the end, like, just fine, but the movie lulled you into assuming that it was so boring that any bit of interest, I would think, is way more...
No, the end of this movie is pretty crazy. The
whole
strangle of the kid... Once they put on their clown suits, you're just like, what is happening?
I could not... Oh, also, I didn't mention at the time, the stunt double for this kid is a full-grown man.
Oh, really?
And you can't hide it. Like, when he's swinging from the trapeze, I'm like, he's as large as those giant men that are trying to kill him. Oh, it's kind of awesome.
So, did
end,
you like it? Did you like it?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
No.
I really didn't. I'm going to say overall I didn't like it.
Agree.
But I do think the end of this movie is going to stick with me for a long time.
Yeah.
This was a movie that could have easily been forgotten almost immediately.
I agree, until you punch me in the back with that ending.
Yeah,
I agree.
Oh my god. Yeah. Do you have a recommendation?
Well, I mean, it's hard to recommend something off of something like this. So my first instinct was just to think of the movie that we all know that I love so much.
Yeah.
The best, I think, one of the best 80s movies about a relationship between a child and their animal friend in nature is my birthday pick from many years ago, The Journey of Nanny Gann. So if you really want to see a good adventure between a kid and their animal friend, That's the way to go.
Guys, go back and check out that episode. Also, you know what? It was funny. I was watching The Thing recently.
Yeah.
Because I love it. Because The Thing's great. And I'll just watch it. I'll just watch it once a year just because it's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
And the dog in that is the same dog.
From Natty Gann.
I looked that dog up. That dog had a prolific acting
amazing
career in the 80s. And yeah, I feel like we need to do just a month about movies that dog was in.
I love it. Maybe this is an inspiring man. I don't know.
See, now I actually have to look it up now. I have to look up the dog.
Maybe we could do like a dog December. It'd be so much better than Baudelaire December.
Oh God, yeah, dog.
What is your recommendation? Do you have some silent film about monkeys from the 1920s that you want to recommend?
No, I don't. I have a couple of recommendations, real quick.
Yeah.
I don't go to the movies, Jamie. I don't see contemporary stuff usually.
No, we know.
my oldest daughter and I, we went to go see Immaculate.
Oh.
The movie with Sydney Sweeney, where she's like a nun.
Oh.
And crazy stuff happens. It's fantastic.
Is it immaculate?
Like,
this is good.
It's immaculate. And
oh,
it's another movie. Maybe it's related to this because the ending of that movie is bananas,
okay.
I'm going to say.
Okay.
But it's certainly worth watching. So go see that. But I just thought of a recommendation.
Oh, go ahead.
And I watched this a few days ago. Don't know why I watched it. Glad I did. And boy, is it related to this because it's a movie from 2018 called Banana Split.
Oh.
It's a movie that I think is geared to teenage girls.
Oh.
And I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It's about two girls who, one girl, her boyfriend dumps her and he starts dating this other girl. So then she just kind of wants to find out what this girl's all about.
Sure.
I don't know, to get revenge on her or whatever. And they end up becoming like best friends.
Oh.
But keeping this from the guy. Like they go and hang out, but it's like you can't tell him, blah, blah, blah. It's very sweet. It's quite funny.
Okay.
So yeah, Banana Split. I think it's on like Tubi for free. But yeah, I watched it and I kind of forgot I saw it. Until I thought, what other banana movie can I recommend?
And then
so I would recommend that,
okay,
definitely.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, that was an exhausting, like that was a lot, and I was not prepared for it to be that much.
Wow.
But folks, listen, this monkey train.
This monkey train is just beginning.
It doesn't end anytime soon. Uh-huh. So hopefully you did check out last week, Monkey Shines, and you are listening to this right now. Next week, I'm going to dig back into the vault, and I haven't really decided yet whether I'm going to release Going Ape or whether I'm going to release Link. I'm not sure, because I feel like we've had a lot of goofy comedies for a while, and a lot of comedies that missed big time.
Yeah.
So it might be fun to revisit Going Ape, but also Link isn't a goofy comedy, so maybe I just want to change things up by putting that out. I'm not sure.
All right, it's a jump ball. We don't know.
All right. It is a jump ball.
Yeah.
The way that monkey jumped onto that ship would make me think he could do the tip-off in basketball. Very good. Very good. Yeah. But after that, in 2 weeks' time, we close out April, thankfully, with Project X.
Aye.
Matthew Broderick. Oh, Jamie, so if you're waiting for Matthew Broderick to come back, I guess I could do this again. And Helen Hunt's in that movie.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a movie I feel like played on HBO a lot, and I think I saw it a lot when I was younger, but I couldn't remember anything. But monkeys in a lab, I think they're being trained to be pilots or something.
Oh.
I don't quite understand.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was, so it should be interesting to revisit that.
Good times, great movies.
and this movie's on YouTube if anybody wants
great.
To watch.
Great, follow
going,
along.
Going bananas.
Watch with us. Have yourself a Ape Friday and just watch them all. Get a little...
Just go one after the other and you can rank them at the
Make
end.
Yourself a banana split or, banana Fosters. That's another yummy banana dessert.
Is that an Australian thing where it's just like drowning in Foster's
that's right,
beer?
That's
what
right.
What are you talking about?
You simmer the bananas in some beer. Well, it's a delight.
Oh,
no, it's like
that
a...
That sounds... Oh, horrible.
It's like, I think it's like a warm, like it's heated, like one of those torches with the banana foster. I feel like there's banana pudding. Banana pudding, like really
kitchen
good.
Blow. Yeah, exactly. That I see people use online. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that looks
dangerous.
I've never used it. Well, anyway, everybody, thank you. For
anyway,
listening.
Banana dessert recommendations on the next.
Yeah.
Good times, great movies.
Thank you for sticking with us here. We appreciate the listen. We appreciate, you know what you could do?
What?
You know, I'm pulling things from Patreon to release. We don't have our Patreon anymore. We appreciate everyone that supported us on Patreon. Everyone out there, you know what the best way to support us is?
Tell us.
Just tell someone else. Just tell someone else about the show.
Yeah, share it.
Yeah. Find that weird Dom DeLuise fan in your life and be like, hey, guess what? I bet you've never seen Monkey Business.
Going bananas. Going bananas.
Okay. Anyway, tell people about the show. Follow us on all the social media things. And we will see you again next time. Until then, have a great 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.
I'm going bananas. I feel like my poor little mind is being devoured by piranhas, but I'm going bananas. I'm uncompetentious, and I feel like a tooth being drilled and nerve being killed by a dentist, but I'm uncompetentious. Who knows? Could be the traffic hit on something that I eat that makes me gonzo. I do carry on. I'm going bananas. Oy, 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 oy. I'm going with sugar. All day long there's a man in my brain incessantly playing booga wooga. But I'm going with sugar.
I want a dentist now.
That little monkey. He's not a real monkey.
For,
that is
for
not
what
a real
you
monkey.
Said before, like, time is of the essence to say, here we go. First it's a 5 and then it's a 4. There's a quicker way to do that, actually. Oh, my God.
Mm.
You know what? As you said, time is of the essence. Yeah. But also, I don't want to talk too much about this movie until we start talking about this movie. It was a wild ride, I thought. Oh. My personal emotions and reactions as I went through this movie, because and I don't want to spoil it,
but you will, but it's okay.
For the first roughly half hour of this movie, I thought I knew how I felt.
Oh, and so it changed.
And then by the end, by the end, I may have felt a lot different just because of that last 20 minutes.
It's not even 20. I think it's literally the last, well, maybe it's about 15. Because then all of a sudden, the last 8 minutes, we get so much. There's planes and topless men on boats. Did you see all those topless men on the boat they were getting on?
Yes.
I was like, what is this crew on board the, what was it, the African Queen?
It's the African Queen. Where I'm like, stop making me think about a Humphrey Bogart movie, which is amazing, while I'm watching whatever this is. Oh, my God.
So wait, I started saying this, but you were into the countdown.
No, go ahead.
That is not a real monkey. That is not a real monkey.
Okay, wait, do you think you're telling me something that I wasn't clearly aware of?
Every time that monkey was on the screen, I would shout at the screen, that's not a real monkey. Or an ape or an orangutan. I know there's different words for the different kinds, chimpanzees. We were schooled on this. This is not our first go with an ape movie and
right.
Primate
movie.
No,
we understand that apes and monkeys
there,
and
we get
somebody told me... I guessed it on a show, and I was like, we're doing April, and blah, blah, blah. And I went into it. I was like, well, there's also orangutans and stuff. And they're like, why didn't you just call it Prime April? And I'm like, God damn it, son of a bitch.
Hey, you know what? It's fine. It's April. It's April.
It's quicker. Totally fine.
It's, time is of the essence sometimes. And you add more syllables and things, and we could still get our point across.
I will say that... sure, it's not a real monkey. That didn't really bother me. Every time they had a close-up of this thing's face, though, it was terrifying. These weird, soulful eyes on this monkey. And I was like, I don't like that. Can we just show wide shots, just Dom DeLuise? Yeah, I just want the monkey to be part of a crew when I'm looking at it, because I don't like those tight shots of its face.
Either.
With that mask, which looked so rubbery.
Yeah, it was...
And the fur looked so phony. Anyway, right. It's not a real monkey.
Yeah, and it disturbed me more than it disturbed you. Maybe clearly, though, you had some thoughts. But yeah, this not real movie, not real monkey movie. Monkey about...
Jamie, I might argue that this isn't a real movie.
No.
Either.
Well, at some point, I was getting confused. I was like, wait, is Bo Derek about to come out of the desert here and want to look for Tarzan? Like, what's... It was like that same awful feeling of like... Yeah. And I felt... What J.J. Walker, what's he doing? What's he doing here? I feel like he was just like, so, what's the word? Like, he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there.
No, he seemed bored. Yeah. He seemed like, there were stretches where I kind of forgot he was in this movie.
And you shouldn't.
He's almost
like a
side character.
You shouldn't have, because he's like, he's got, you know, he's dynamite. He's got a whole character he could bring of his own. And he didn't.
He did nothing. He did none.
Again, at the very end, you get these few moments that I was like, was he taking this role? I want to know how seriously we're taking these roles, because I know that little boy, our little Rocky son or whatever, Sylvester Stallone's son from...
yes.
That's where he's from, right?
Speaking of soulful eyes, those eyes are twinkling.
What a tearful mess at the circus. I was like,
there's so much. I don't want to ruin this beforehand, which gets tacked on at the end. My God. They made this kid cry so much. And just him crying amongst everyone going
crazy. Yeah,
like, no pun intended. The crowd is going bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
They love this. And this kid is just sobbing. I felt so bad at that end. I was like, well, I shouldn't. It's just a little man in a monkey costume. But I was like, stop whipping him. I don't like this.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
You opened.
Oh, good. So you're
going to
take us.
Notes.
You're going to take us through. I'm ready. All right. Okay. So here we go. Banana. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Good Times.